T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Parkins and Spiegel Show Flashback. Flashback. Flashback.
My whole weekend was a letdown, Joey. I am so upset because for weeks I have heard there's this person who works at this station with us. His name's Shane. He's actually at the studio, different station. I've heard for weeks on end how amazing his food is, how there's literally no better food in Chicago than Shane's Meat.
Yeah.
It's just called Shane's Meat.
Shane's Meat.
He
said with such disdain, said with such doubt. And I gotta be honest, like, FM radio, it's gonna come as a huge surprise. Not really my thing. Someone who doesn't know what music songs are.
I like to turn on and hear Dua Lipa sometimes.
Well, Dua Lipa right here.
Yeah, this is Dua Lipa.
Oh, Dua Lipa?
Yeah. Beautiful 180.
We'll talk to Terry Bors in 15 minutes. Boog Shambi at 5 o'clock.
I like electricity. That's my real jam.
But we got a new morning show.
Danny, what's your favorite Dua Lipa song? Danny.
Oh, that one.
Okay, good call.
Yeah.
Levitating with DaBaby is a good song. Danny, that's DaBaby, but in rap they say Da.
DaBaby.
DaBaby, DaBaby. Yeah. I get it. El Nino is the Nino. So, Shane, originally, I feel like, hated these people.
Yeah, they took my office.
They took your office, right? And so,
and there was a Hispanic version of him that was coming to rule the
Joey
the
is Hispanic Kirkland Shane. Yeah.
So we, Hispanic Kirkland. So we put it, we originally, like, I was ready for war. I was ready to, like, stand arm in arm with Shane and hate these people.
Especially now that Gabe is one of us.
Right.
We got Gabe on our team.
So I kind of hated him, even though I never listened to FM radio. But then
it's a good move by you.
Your enemy is my enemy.
Supportive hate.
Yeah. But now Shane's like, oh no, we've hung out with them 4 or 5 times on the weekend. They come over to my house. They're fun people.
Love these guys, all 4 of them.
Yeah. Well, he loves the morning mess. I'm like, oh, okay. Now I'm trying to transition and be like, oh, cool. Like,
I'll vouch for him too. We went to a Sox game
together. Yeah, Kenny was there for a Sox game.
I vouched for these guys.
All right, good. So like, I am very easily swayed on this sort of thing. So, okay, cool. Now we're friends with the B96 Morning Mess. I thought we were enemies. Now we're friends, even though I haven't met them. Today, I kind of met them in the elevator, introduced myself. I don't think they put it together that we work together. Whatever. Doesn't matter. Point is this. Shane already programs 4 hours of our show, produces 4 hours of our show. He produces 3 hours of the Dan Bernstein show.
Without me, he'd have nothing to talk about.
We know that. So that's 7 hours on the station. And it now seems like he produces 4 hours of B96's morning show, which I thought was their producer and program director's job. Is that not Todd's job?
It should be their EP's job. Frank and Angie should be producing. But Carla, one of the members of the Morning Mess, decided to join the Odyssey softball team. And things didn't turn out the way that she thought they would.
Okay.
All right. So we got some Ed Sheeran coming up, my request for Rosie. Checking in from Arlington Heights. We got you, hon. It's B96, Morning Mess. How you doing? It's Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
Hello, it's Gina.
And it's Carla.
Carla was so excited she got asked to play for the Odyssey team, which is our radio cluster here. How did the softball game go last night?
Let me paint you a picture.
Oh.
There was a young woman named Carla. Excited, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, ready to join her company's softball team. 22-minute Uber there. Okay, I show up.
Oh, poor
And
you.
Then I don't get to play.
Oh. What happened?
Well, so we won. No thanks to me, apparently. But I was a little nervous. I've never played softball before. But I figured it's all for fun, right? And the captain of the softball team, Shane, he works over at The Score. It's a different radio station across the hall.
All right.
He goes, hey, listen, don't even worry about it. We're all here to have fun. And then in the same breath, he turns around and he says, but if you make us lose, we're going to be upset because we like to win out here.
Oh, my gosh.
You better say what you say, Shane.
And I was like, oh, okay. So eventually it was my turn to bat. And I was too afraid. I didn't want to ruin the vibe. So I had our producer, Angie, bat for me instead.
What? Wait, you chickened out of playing?
I don't call it. I was intimidated out of playing, okay?
That's chicky. So he didn't exactly tell you not to play. You chose not to.
No. He encouraged, you know how sometimes police officers encourage people to do false confessions? Well, he encouraged me to do a false retraction of me wanting to play.
I do hear what you're saying, though, because it sounded like he was like, yeah, you can play, but don't mess up. And that's a lot of pressure to put on you for your first game.
Exactly.
I just don't see them not letting you play. I want to call Shane up. But you guys just eavesdrop on the conversation, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to call him and just tell him that Carla's upset that she didn't get to play last night.
I am.
And see what he says. Shane up next. Morning Mess right here on B96.
Yeah, so let's start here.
Okay.
First of all,
hold on, let me help you out.
Yeah, go ahead. Appreciate that. So we did not ask Carla to play. Carla texted me the morning of and said, hey, you guys have a Monday softball, right? I'd love to join. Sure, I can publish that text message to prove that. That's lie number one. Lie number two, where she said she had to take a 22-minute Uber. Yeah, she did, but she was also offered a ride. Number three.
Also, a 22-minute Uber, you're welcome to Chicago.
Welcome to Chicago. Welcome to the universe.
This park is all the way in West Logan, Mozart Park. Number three, it was never her turn to bat. So she didn't go up there and then get scared because she was scared from the get-go and said she didn't want to play. And number four,
I believe her
she
that you scared
chose
her,
not to play.
I believe that you scared her. Did you say that if you mess up, we're gonna be mad?
No, I would never say that. I was very comforting. She was standing behind the backstop. I said, hey,
Shane.
So here's my plan. No, Danny, listen to me. I'm telling the truth here. I walked up to her and said, hey, this is the plan for game one. We're going to get everybody in there and see what they can do. I've got you slotted to catch and get a couple at-bats in the 6th and 7th. You'll replace Angie. No, I don't really want to because I've never even held a ball before.
Oh, boy.
And I've never swung, and I don't really want my first at-bat to be in an actual game. So I said, okay, no problem. I'll take you to Sluggers. It's right over by Cubs. We'll get some swings in, and then you'll be more comfortable for next Monday. I'm a very welcoming coach and captain. Carla is a flat liar.
Wow.
You also literally did say that you weren't going to play people this year if they...
Correct, but not in week one. So okay. I'm leaving the coffee shop on Tuesday morning or something like that. Joey texts me. He's like, hey, got a question. Can I call you real quick? I said, Joey, go ahead and call me.
What up?
Hey, Shane, really quick because Carla's at the studio. Hey, what happened last night? She's all upset this morning about she didn't play last night. What happened?
Yeah, she didn't play, man. She had ample opportunity, and she said she was too scared. She doesn't want her first hit and first experience with the softball to be in an actual game. So I told her we'll go to Sluggers, and we'll go to the batting cages and make sure she's up and ready. But no, I think she was too afraid last night.
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't want to bring it up with her. I was like, what happened? How'd you do last night? I didn't play. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. But you know what, Joey? I know she's probably going to try to pan me out to be this bad guy, but she had an active decision to not play.
That is so perfect. Yeah, she's so drama.
Yeah, she is. She is drama.
So when she gets in here, I'm going to be like, oh, so I hear you didn't want to play. How'd you guys do last night?
We won 16-6, man. It was a big game.
Thank God Carla didn't play.
Well, you know what? Hey, I tried to get her to play because we were up so big, and I knew that she couldn't give up the lead.
Yeah, exactly. You put in the bench at that point.
Exactly. I was cycling in all the bumps.
Yeah. How did Ange do?
Ange is great.
Yeah, that's tight. All right, I think she's coming, so I'm going to bust her balls in a little bit.
All right.
Cool. All right, Shane's meat.
Bye-bye.
All right. Carla.
Okay, you were supposed to have my back.
I do have you. I didn't want him to think that you were here. So is he telling the truth, though?
No.
All right, so I'm not really here to promote liars.
So tight.
And the Morning Mess has only been here for a month.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why Carla thinks she needs to establish herself already as the liar and the bad guy.
I don't think she's trying to establish herself as the liar.
Well,
I think she's trying to establish herself as somebody who was bullied.
No, she's putting herself in that position.
Yeah, well, no, she felt bullied.
That's what I'm saying. I have way more character witnesses, and Carla knows in her heart of hearts that I was just trying to make her feel comfortable to play. and she wants to be the center of attention in the situation. She went on to say in that clip, Tanny edited it down, that all she wants to do is be complimented. So she'll ride the bench as long as people compliment her because she notices that's what people do in softball. You make a catch, somebody says, good job, nice job. She just wants to be complimented.
She wants to play team sports for the compliments.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, listen to the Morning Mess if you want to. They're on 5.
Words of affirmation is my love language. I kind of like that.
Go ahead and listen to them, but know if you're listening to them that 90% of it's a lie.
Okay.
As long as Carla's talking.
So cross-promotion is going well between The Score and B96. They finally mentioned us. Shane is programming yet another show, and they're full of liars. And I have established that I will just have blind loyalty. If you like them, I like them. If we're beefing with them, I will lead the beef.
Just tell me what we're doing. But here's the thing. Imagine saying these things about me, knowing that you've been in my home multiple times, and I've cooked food for you, and then the smear campaign.
I'm tired of it. If I heard it right, when he said goodbye to you, he said Shane's meat.
He did.
It was just kind of like shalom, like shalom, right. You know, or aloha mean hello,
Shane's
goodbye.
Meat.
Yeah,
Shane's and meat. It's Shane's meat to you.
Yeah,
and also with you. I like that.
So, do we like them or are we beefing?
We still like the Morning Mess. Carla's on her way out, though.
Carla's on her way out. So we like the rest, but we are maybe beefing with Carla potentially.
Carla, Anish, Gina, Ange, Frank, they're great. Not Carla, Joey, Anish, all of them.
Yeah,
okay. I don't care.
Big pile of
just
people.
Let me know.
They're fine, whatever.
Let me know if we've got issues.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.